CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Pushback as hundreds of federal workers who've been shown the door rally.
We have had enough.
The federal workers say the cuts at NOAA compromise the agency's mission.
NOAA is 12,000 experts here to help. To fly into hurricanes, to deploy underwater sensors, to train models predicting tomorrow or 2100.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen joined the protest in solidarity.
We will not allow the illegal actions of Elon Musk to stand. Are we going to let that stand?
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Now to suburban Chicago, where Robert Cremo, the man charged with shooting and killing seven people at a 2022 July 4th parade, made an unexpected move on the first day of testimony at his trial.
In front of survivors of the parade shooting and relatives of the seven people killed, Robert Cremo III made the shocking decision to change his plea. The 24-year-old has pleaded guilty to all 69 counts against him. That's 21 counts of murder and 48 counts of attempted murder.
Reporter Nancy Hardy of affiliate WBBM. Now to the Carolinas, where for thousands, the big concern is wildfires.
The largest fire, which remains uncontrolled, is burning in the Myrtle Beach area, where dozens have been evacuated. Karen Lawyer lives there.
Tell us to evacuate, I'll evacuate. Nothing's worth anything except your life. It really is, because we can replace other things. Other things are replaceable, and that's all that matters to me.
Areas being affected by the wildfires in North and South Carolina could be hit by severe storms, including tornadoes, Wednesday. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Government information obtained by CBS News shows apprehensions made by the Border Patrol hit a 25-year low during the first full month of President Trump's second term. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Right now, we know that Border Patrol recorded fewer than 9,000 migrant apprehensions along the U.S.-Mexico border in February and 28 days. That is a stunning, extraordinary reduction in illegal immigration.
In Rome, CBS's Seth Doan reports the Vatican says Pope Francis is in stable condition, and it's issued a new message from him decrying war's impact on international organizations.
The Vatican has been going really out of their way to say that the work of the church continues, that the Pope is working, he's signing papers, he's meeting with aides. So the effort is to show that, indeed, the work of the church carries on.
Kroger chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen stepping down after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 175 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch project is finally moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from Horlick Field. The collaboration marks the revival of a long-standing Racine tradition. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. Consider it an itemized bill. The Racine County Eye has a story today about where your City of Racine tax money goes. See a breakdown and go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. And I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw, and then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stilton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's the calm before the storm. Clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible. High temperatures still tap the upper 40s, and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42.
So did a lot of other people too, like Vanilla Fudge. And who was it? Was it Kim Wilde did a version of that? I'm Dan Marcus, thanking you for coming out and visiting us at the Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's nice to see so many people there. And thank you for stopping by the table saying hi to WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. Yeah. these eyes. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Baby, everything is alright. Upside, clean outside. Baby, everything is alright. that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 bon. So long, ma. So long, ma. So long, neighbors and friends. She'll sing in the evening, oh, familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a
and timeless hits, WRJN. And football, too. WRJN proud to announce that the Racine Raiders are back on WRJN for another season. In the entire home schedule and away, too. The entire season on WRJN. We'll be posting the schedule soon on our website, and we'll keep you up on what's happening with the team right up until the first game, which is in early May. Hear it here, all of it. On WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby. There goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new
before got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you with you. 'cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah. I love you so much, you see.
Boxes. escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Garfunkel and Simon. Just thought I'd give Art top billing for once. Homeward Bound on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from Horlick Field. The collaboration marks the revival of a long-standing Racine tradition. The Milwaukee Brewers have announced multiple tributes to the Uke. To honor the late broadcaster Bob Uecker during the year, tributes will include Uecker's signature across the outfield grass, a moment of silence, and the debut of a commemorative jersey patch. The home opener is March 31st. Outdoor enthusiasts may have to pay a little extra. Brittany Merlot has more.
Senate Bill 45 lays out the hunting, fishing, and trapping fees. A majority of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20, including for small game, deer, fishing, and wild turkey. Some fees could increase by $40, including wolf harvesting, with a new fee of $88, and conservation patron has a new fee of $201. The last time license fees rose for residents was in 2005. However, in 2023, non-resident fees rose as a part of Governor Evers' 2024-25 budget. The DNR says that over the last 20 years, inflation has increased 59%, and costs of equipment and many items needed have jumped even more.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the calm before the storm. Clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible. High temperatures still tap the upper 40s and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
WRJN. How sweet. Understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion. Deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Feels so fine. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. It's just like sugar sometimes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. You were better to me than I was.
myself. For me, there's you, and there ain't nobody else. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'll be honest, I can't, still have not figured out whether the Dan Marcus Nugget coming up in a few minutes is a hard rocker or a bubblegum song. Judge for yourself in minutes. local news, timeless hits. WRJN with a very famous vault door. And behind it, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget that I'm going to pull out and put on the platter for you. This one hasn't been on the radio for a while. At least I haven't heard it. And I've, like I said before, had a hard time, still do, trying to figure out, is this a hard rock song with its power chords and everything? But it's so up and bouncy and happy that it feels like it could be a bubblegum song, too. You judge for yourself. It doesn't matter what label you put on it. It's just a good song by a British group called Sweet, who had hits with things like Ballroom Blitz and Fox on the Run. This was their biggest hit in this country. It was produced by a couple of British producers who went on to produce songs for Suzy Quatro, The Arrows, which was a big band. They produced albums for Blondie, The Knack, Pat Benatar. I mean, these guys had a pretty well-rounded repertoire of songs. But this song came in May of 1973, and despite the power chord at the start of the song, it's called Little Willie. It's just kind of feels like a up-tempo poppy song, but it's fun to hear again. Sweet. Little Willie, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
West side, east side, Little Willie, Willie wears the crown. He's the king around town. Dancing, glancing, Willie drives him silly with a star shoe, shimmy, shuffle down. Way past one, feeling all right, 'cause with Little Willie around, last all night. Hey, down, stay down, stay down now. 'Cause Little Willie, Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie round. Willie won't go, try telling everybody what. Oh no, Little Willie, Willie won't go style. Inside, outside, Willie sends them silly with his style, shine, shimmy, shuffle, smile. Mama done chase Willie down through the hall, but laugh, Willie, laugh, he don't care at all.
Song that rocks, that's what that is. Sweet Little Willie. It's interesting because when that song was in the charts, it peaked at number 3, and the songs keeping it out of number 1 were The Cisco Kid by War and, ready, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. Same time, 1973, the year for that Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Another one tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish here on WRJN.
WRJN.
For me to believe that Davy Jones has been gone over 13 years now. Here's a protest song on WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
WRJN. Beach Boys leaving their best girl behind on a Saturday night because they get around.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.
are, 'cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Vatican says the Pope suffered more breathing issues today. CBS's Peter King has an update.
Vatican officials say the Pope has had two new episodes of acute respiratory crisis and is back on non-invasive mechanical ventilation. The episodes were caused by significant mucus in his lungs and bronchial spasms. Doctors performing two bronchoscopies. Officials say Pope Francis remains alert and oriented, but his prognosis remains guarded.
Federal job cuts are prompting more protests. Stacy Lynn has that.
We're fighting for the-